going to totally start over in terms of my even thinking about working. We were there 18 months. August of 74, we moved to Vienna because that was also all of the oil embargo time,
Right.
and Bob, with refinery experience, was very much in demand at the new Department of Energy.
So that's Vienna, Virginia.
That's Vienna, Virginia. That's when we hit Vienna. So we moved from Freehold to Vienna in August of 74. And I guess it was 76 before I pretty much decided there was no way in the world I was going to get into Rutgers or anything like that. And we saw the possibility, clearly in Vienna, you've got the possibility of EPA, you've got the possibility of Geological Survey and all of that. And so went to USGS, to the branch of analytical chemistry, branch of analytical laboratories, BAL. And did that. They had their funny appointments back in those days.
Before we get too much into
Yes.
this, one question. That is, according to the career history you sent me, you were also doing substitute teaching?
Yes. In Freehold, I did substitute teaching. Again, because with both children in school, I didn't need to be in the house
Right.
during school hours, but I also didn't want children as young as they were coming home to an empty house. So if I substitute taught,
You basically were able
I
to do.
was, I walked to school with them. They were, I was in the same school building, literally.
Right.
And it was a 5-minute walk from the house, and we walked to school together, and we walked home together, and everything worked out like a charm.
Did you
It
keep doing
was,
that when you were
I
in
did
Virginia?
some of that in Fairfax as well, when we first got there. We moved to Fairfax in August of 74, and I think it was September of 76 that I started at USGS.
Okay.
So in between, there was a parent advisory council in Fairfax, as well as what I had done in that regard in Sinnaminson. There was nothing like that in Freehold. But I did that in Fairfax, as well as PTA and substitute teaching.
Okay. So this actually seems like a really good place to take a short break.
That's fine. Let's do that.
It's an employment hiatus that's coming to a close, and then when we come back, we can get really into your transition into the USGS.
USGS, that's fine.
Okay.
Very good.
So is there anything else you want to add before I stop the recorder? Anything that about your time either at Keuka, Mount Holyoke, RCA, any questions that you think popped into your mind when you were thinking about
Not
these things?
really. I mean, the one thing I would say, Margaret Cushman, who had been such a champion in making the move to Mount Holyoke possible, again, because we had that winter 5-week field period,
Right.
came and spent that 5 weeks my first year at Mount Holyoke
Okay.
at the college, showing an interest in what I was doing, going to classes there and learning what she could from that experience. And that was just a very nice, again, personal thing that she did.
Well, it sounds like you had some really strong mentors at Keuka in particular, and I guess into Mount Holyoke
I
by
did. I
extension.
mean, it's in terms of mentoring, because everything I did was so scattered and whatever, you don't have the continuity
Right.
that someone would have, say, with a PhD thesis advisor in the way of ongoing mentoring. But there certainly was that real core of championing what I did from Mount Holyoke. And then, as I say, at USGS, when I called Tom Zajac and said, you know, I'm back into programming, there was a renewed contact that was, again, very, very nice and to have.
Did you keep in touch with the Cayuga faculty who helped you out?
No, I really didn't. I should have. And by the time I realized how much I should have, it was too late, probably, to have gone back and done it. There were some ways at Cayuga I loved it, and there were other ways in which I really felt, just because I was in that kind of in-between level.
Right.
I should have gone to a more challenging school. I didn't know it. So I remember, as I was getting ready to leave for Mount Holyoke, the president of the college said, you know, there's an awful lot of people here who totally respect you, but there are very few who actually like you, because you're just far enough in front of them that it makes them uncomfortable.
Hmm.
And I really didn't stay in touch with anybody from my graduating class, because that year away, when you came back, you just weren't a part of anything.
Right.
And what led to that was certainly worth the price I paid for it, but there are prices to pay for every good thing that happens. And that was very real.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back to talking about the USGS. So I'm going to stop the recorder now.